From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch with a regional news update. Governor Gavin Newsom made a major climate change policy announcement today. He declared that the state will halt sales of new gasoline-powered cars and trucks by 2035. He's ordered state regulators to come up with requirements to meet that goal. His plan would not ban people from owning gas-powered cars or selling used cars, but would stop the sale of new gas-powered vehicles. California would be the first state in the country with such a rule, although 15 countries already have this requirement, including Germany and France. Newsom also called on the state legislature to eliminate new fracking licenses by 2024. The environmental group Center for Biological Diversity called Newsom's announcement a big step, but said that it needed to go beyond rhetoric to fully ban oil drilling and fracking. Newsom's announcement comes as many severe wildfires continue to burn across the state. Today, 100 firefighters from Mexico arrived in San Bernardino to assist the U.S. Forest Service fire crews. After getting an orientation, the firefighters will travel up to Sequoia National Forest to help try and contain the Castle Fire burning in the Sierra Nevada mountains. California State University has named Dr. Joseph Castro as its next chancellor. He will replace outgoing Chancellor Timothy White to become the first Mexican-American and born and raised Californian to lead the nation's largest four-year public university system. Castro is currently president of Fresno State University. He will start his new job in January. And Santa Clara became the first county in California to declare Juneteenth an official holiday. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously yesterday to make June 19th a paid day off. Juneteenth commemorates the ending of slavery in the U.S. and has been celebrated with festivals around the Bay Area for decades. You can find more news online at kalw.org. For KALW News, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch.